Oh, hi, Andres. It's Tina from Local Splash.
Yes,
hi.
I know Tina, but it's the second day that we've just been locked up in here in the house. So, I mean, you can look at the weather report. George, when I told him about it, he said, well, I'll give it to you, but when we see each other, he said, I'm not going to do it over the phone. So I said, okay. I said, I knew yesterday was not going to happen. So right now, I'm just getting a couple of things going, and I'm going to give him a call, see if he's not far. He's taking care of his cows when this weather happens. So I know that at noon he either goes home, which is just a few blocks from here, or to his mother-in-law's. So I'm going to call him because see what he's thinking. I think the weather's better today for us to meet up. But,
okay.
And also, that's not the only thing I need him for. I called him last night because my house that I live in is they're owners of it, and it's a fixer-upper, and we froze last night. I mean, so I told him I'm gonna need an extra heater, and so I've been going out.
Those little heaters are so nice, aren't they?
Yeah, but you got to get the new ones. You gotta get the new ones because the other ones just suck up the energy.
Yeah, I saw one at Costco. It looked like a fan, but they had it right by the door, and it was keeping it really warm, even though the door was open. I was surprised, you know.
You know what?
So,
In the other house, my landlord brought one of those. Remember those old style radiators heaters?
Yeah.
He brought something that looked like that, but it's a modern one. It's just got the same. It's the same idea, and that thing, we would literally have to get up and turn it off at night because you're like, where's the heat coming from? And I don't know what they did, how they made them, but they work real well. So I found one today. I called Atwoods, and I found the exact same one. And so they're holding one for me and them as soon as I get the chance.
Good for you.
Yeah. Actually,
so
on weather like this, I don't drive because I have a car. We just drive local. And so. But look, I don't see why we can't resolve that today.
I'm gonna send you an email, and I don't know if Bram, what is it, Bram?
Brahman.
I'm sorry, Brahman TSBLLC@gmail.com. Does that go to you or to George?
Yeah, no, it goes to me. All that stuff goes to me.
Okay, so I'm going to send you an email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting, and the reason I'm doing this is later when George gives you the card, and you could even do this over the weekend in case he doesn't give it to you today, you can go on the dashboard and you can update the information on your own, okay?
Are you serious?
So that way, in case you and I miss each other, you can still get it taken care of, and if not, I'll follow up with you after the holidays, okay?
That's better because, you know, I was thinking, today I was on the news, they said that the weekend the banks were going to be closed, and I forgot that it's Christmas this weekend. So
better. So if you get the card, just when you log in, I just sent you the link with the username and the password. So when you log in, the first thing it's going to say is your account is in suspension. Please click here to reactivate. When you click that, it will take you to the billing page where you can update your new card. Okay? So what I'll do is I'll double check your account, like I said, after the holidays. And, you know, hopefully it's automatically taken care of on the site. But if not, I'll follow up with you then. Okay?
Okay. And I'm sorry about that. And it sounds like I'm giving a runaround. But I mean, I've been like this the whole week, just trying to get.
You're a straight shooter. You're from San Pedro. You wouldn't do that to me.
We're all liars, man. We're all liars.
Well, they are.
Yeah. Why do you think the port? Why do you think there's so much money in the port? You know, the people aren't honest.
Okay. Well, maybe my red flag needs to start going up now.
I'm messing with you.
I know. Yeah. I'm kidding too. So, all right.
I mean,
well,
it's in my best interest to have it done. It's in my best interest to have it him to just.
Yes, I know.
Hand it over.
Because that way you get the banner off the site earlier. Because right now there's a big orange banner on the site saying it's not active. So that'll help you.
Uh-huh.
But no worries, well, Andres. As usual, I always
You know
have,
what? Mm-hmm. You got in sales. I've been a couple of meetings like the ones you sat in, and
yes.
I always told her that the we have to be careful. You know, you always have to think ahead of what you're going to say. And you told me it's in orange right now. I'm thinking that's a good thing because if anybody opens up the website, they're gonna look at the orange ad first.
The Google listing isn't in orange. It's just on the top of the site. There's a little notification. Yeah, I can send it to you. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. I'll text it to you just so you can see what I'm talking about. But you're right. That could work in your favor. I see people all the time that even when they have that orange banner on their site, that they're still getting hits on it and people contacting because the phone number is still visible at the bottom. So people could still call you while that's up there. But some people don't like it. They'll call me, why is there an orange banner on my site? And I'm like, oh, don't worry. Okay. That's just to notify you that we're having problems with the payment. That's all that's for.
Okay.
So, All right. Well, have a very Merry Christmas, Mr. Andres, and a happy holiday. And then I'll speak with you after we get through the holidays together, okay?
All right. Hey, thank you. And thank you for your patience.
No problem. Have a great rest of your weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.